Well, hello everyone. Unfortunately, two bits of British news this week because there were big local elections last week. And if you've been following my analysis on this channel, I have maintained steadfastly that it doesn't matter what the media says, it doesn't matter what people online are saying, it doesn't matter what happens, Keir Starmer will cling on for dear life. He is, remember from my cold, dead hands, you'll have to uncling it. There is no way that Starmer is going to go willingly. And events keep on proving that basic analysis correct, but it's just not in the character of the man. He does not respond to normal incentives. Also, the result of the local elections was a bad night for Labour, as had been predicted. But it wasn't so bad for Labour. They lost about 1,000 council seats nationwide. Reform gained about 1,000 or so. Reform's gains mainly came from Labour. But the big worry in the Labour Party going into the council elections was losing seats to their left, that is, to the Greens. Well, as far as I could see, the Greens did not make great gains. The Green vote failed to materialise. They got about 66, 67. So the Green Party really was a false hope for the left. And it showed something else, which is that the momentum in the country, the movement in the country, is going to the right. If you're looking at that, it's probably going to your left, is it? Going to the... I can't work that out. But anyway, the momentum in the country is going, quote-unquote, to the right. Because that's where the gravity is. The country has gone too far to the left. It went too far to the left, frankly, under the Tory party during the woke era and the 14 years of hurt. That is what reform and forces like Restore and Rupert Lowe represent. That is what populism being a thing, right, represents, is trying to bring back into justification, into balance, bring back in theology they have this phrase justify, meant when God brings you back, justify. Okay. And ideally what a lot of people want, what patriots want, is for the things that have been imbalanced, which include mass immigration, include denigration of the natives and so on and so forth, woke, all of that sort of stuff. That's all gone too far, and we would like things to come back to, a sense of normality after a period of abnormality. This does include some of the excesses of neoliberal economics, which is partly picked up on by the energy around the Greens. But I think a larger portion of it is the cultural degradation, which the left, unfortunately, still have been blind to. The left continue to double down on things that are very unpopular, like woke and like mass immigration, frankly. So what does this mean? It means that even though it was a bad night for Labour, it was not a catastrophic night for Keir Starmer, because Keir Starmer represents the centre or the centre-right, or has governed as a kind of rightist or even Blair-adjacent prime minister, for most of the time that he's been in office. And so the failure to do of the Greens weakens the left within the Labour Party, and it strengthens the argument of Tony and friends. That is, the threat is coming from reform. The threat is not coming from the left. That means that Labour Party need to do Dark Lord tactics. They don't need to go further to the left to try to grab Green voters. That's the basic debate within the Labour Party. And to a certain extent, the Blairites won that debate on the count, by the results of the council elections. If the Greens had done a lot better, it would have given a lot more momentum to the forces within the Labour Party that want to argue, look, the Greens are coming. If we don't oust Starmer now, we're going to get wiped out from the left. That didn't happen. The threat has come from reform. The threat has not come from the Greens. And that little result in Great Yarmouth that I talked about yesterday, Rupert defeating reform from the right, shows that actually for many people, you know, by a factor of, what was it, 60, 50 points or something in Great Yarmouth, for all those voters, reform actually are still seen as fake and not the real deal, too establishment, not right enough. That's where the gravitational pull is in the system. And so, you know, the Blairite faction, which has been weakened by Mandelson, by McSweeney going, by, you know, the Blue Labour faction basically being routed by the Mandelson affair, you know, they have had a little shot in the arm here, or they will feel that they had a shot in the arm. And frankly, as somebody who does not want to see reform win, I mean, in my ideal circumstance, you know, Restore will be able to repeat what they did in Great Yarmouth nationwide. But that, you know, let's pretend that doesn't materialize. I think that Labour, right, their best shot of actually seeing off the threat of reform is by sticking with a Starmer, which sounds counterintuitive until you figure that if Big Ange took over the party, which she is, I mean, you know, the left, the soft left are using this as their moment to strike. Rayner made a, you know, Rayner's got this podcast that she's come back with. She made a big post basically saying Starmer needs to go now, that there's a campaign underway to try to make Starmer resign. So the left of the Labour Party are using this as their moment to strike. The Starmer is not for shifting. Right, they're going to have to perform some sort of coup if they want to get rid of him. Not saying it's impossible, but he's not going to go willingly. So if Labour go that way, you know, notwithstanding some of the charisma aspect of Rayner, you know, which could help in some, you know, sell her to the nation. But the fact is the appetite in the nation is not for left-wing, like for Labour to go more left wing. The appetite in the country is to get rid of the woke stuff, is to stop mass immigration and to bring back a sense of normality. Okay, what's normality? Well, I mean, to somebody like me, I always think back to like 1991 when you watch TV and it was Des Lynam or some other bloke on there with silver hair. And, you know, it felt like a country, felt like a proper country, not what has become, which is UK PLC, you know, sold to the highest bidder, often the lowest bidder. Everything's for sale. Nothing, you know, nothing means anything. You know, it's open to any old Tom, Dick, and Harry to come from all over the world. Those places get trashed. They're not well looked after. You know, we don't want any of that. We want a strong and robust nation, and that is, you know, for all the problems that reform have. And they do have a lot of problems. I am not a fan of Nigel. I don't like populists. I think they're charlatans. I think they're clowns. Okay, as I've said hundreds of times over. But you see, the public want to express what I've just said. And they think that reform expresses it better than Labour at the moment. Because the McSweeney plan was never executed properly. The Blair plan was never executed properly. Starmer's had problems messaging. And so, frankly, most people just don't believe Labour. They believe that Labour is against normal British people. That's the problem that Starmer needs to overcome if he's got any chance of winning the next election. Okay, he has to change that perception around. And if Labour just go all out left-wing nutter, that's not going to happen. And the low result, the poor results of the Greens bear out what I've just said. Okay. Just before we get going here, I mean, I know this was a long intro by me. There's a 10-minute intro, but I want to watch a part of Keir Starmer's speech that he's given. I'm recording this on Monday. He's just given it just now. We're going to watch some of that together. But before we get going, I want to remind people that I have my sale on at the Academic Agency. Promo code COOL. We're going to watch an advert. Hopefully the weather gets better. You can wear your shades, I've been doing. Promo code COOL. Everybody wants to be cool. Like this guy, This guy is cool. Do you know who else is cool? People who do courses at the academic agency. And you too can be cool by getting a course today with promo code COOL, which gets you 25% off all courses today. Promo code COOL. All right, so yeah, pick up a course right now, COOL, COOL, 25% off. So let's have a little watch of what the Starnbot has said.
Results last week were tough, very tough. We lost some brilliant Labour representatives. That hurts, and it should hurt. I get it. I feel it. And I take responsibility.
I feel it. Feel your anger. Interesting. Yeah. All right, let's carry on.
Responsibility. But it's not just about taking responsibility for the results. It's about taking responsibility to explain how, as a political and electoral force, we will be better and do better in the months and years ahead.
Now, they're only going to do better if they are able to do some version of Dark Lord Tony Blair left-wing triangulation. Remember, in my analysis, the right don't need to triangulate because the public are further to the right than the political class, than the Westminster bubble, than people who live within the M25. Okay, they are, the political class is just way more liberal socially and economically and every other way of liberal than the public at large. The public at large are economically to the left of Westminster. That is, they are less libertarian than Westminster is, but they are socially more conservative. And that is just the makeup of the population, the views of the populace. The winning combination, I still maintain, the winning formula was still the Blue Labour one or the SDP one, okay? Why has that formula not kind of won yet? Well, it's all other things being equal. It needs to have big money behind it. It needs to have a big national-level campaign and visibility in somebody like Starnbot or somebody like Farage or whoever else, some big A-list, you know, tier politician needs to be able to run that campaign on a national level. I believe that any party that does that would sweep economically left, socially right. You know, that means you're anti-immigration, but you're also like, support controls on business and things like that, or protection. You know, it's kind of not a million miles away from what people thought the MAGA was going to be before Trump sold them all out. I believe that combination, is basically where most people are in the country. And so the Morgan McSweeney idea, even though he's been fired, the Blue Labour idea was the right one for Labour. They've had a lot of problems executing that, as I've documented in my book, Applied Elite Theory, on my Substack, on this channel. I've talked a lot about Labour's problems in executing Blue Labour strategy. A lot of the problem is still the modern left's commitment to nonsense things like woke and the modern left's inability really to pass reality. And that prevents them from getting their act together. Labour needed to do all sorts of things. Starmer wasn't able to get them through because of backbench rebellions and revolts. He wasn't a strong enough leader to see off the so-called soft left. Ed Miliband is still there. I have advocated for the firing of Ed Miliband for over a year now, and he's still there. I'm reminded of Benny Blanco from the Bronx. That's Ed Miliband. Starmer should have got rid of him. Really, really shouldn't have put him in the cabinet. That could have come back to haunt Starnbot, because if there's a successful coup, you can bet your bottom dollar that Red Ed will be behind it, Svengalying behind the scenes. you know, probably this push by Angela Rayner has Miliband in the background. Starmer, you know, he needs to realize that if the Labour Party goes all out full left to try to block the Greens, a Green vote, which is illusory, a Green vote that did not materialize in the local elections, that is the possible extinction of the Labour Party. The Labour Party, the way they win the country back, okay, and it's a tall order at this point because a lot of people don't like them. If they want to prevent a zero-seat situation for Labour, they need to convince working men and women that they are for them, and they need to stop anti-white hatred. They need to stop wokery. They need to stop their own divisive language, culture war bullshit, all of the things that Morgan McSweeney was trying to do. Just because he had to go over the Mandelson affair and because of his support for Israel, okay, does not mean he did not have some things correct. Mandelson also, Blair also, right, Lord Glasman also. They have the correct analysis of what Labour need to do. Any movement away from that will be zero seats territory for Labour. So depending on what you want to happen, okay, if you want to save Labour, you need to go blue Labour style. If you want to zero seats Labour, as many, many people watching this want to do, you want to hope that they get rid of Starmbot and go all out nutter, right? Go with Big Ange and whoever else from Red Ed. You know, you want Ed Miliband's Labour. That would be the death knell for this particular Labour, right? Unless, right, there's a few things that could going all out left. There's a few scenarios where they could go that style and win back some portion of the country. If they went all out left wing and decisively turned against Israel, if they went all out left wing and really took a very firm stance against the financial sector and the banks and started, you know, doing huge nationalizations and things like that, while also trying to appeal to everybody and toning down race-baiting stuff and wokery and things like that. If they just kind of, you know, we like, this is a proper working party now, okay? There's a sense in which they could, you know, Labour could go left and, you know, have results. But that's a long shot. That's a very long shot, an even longer shot than doing the blue Labour thing well. Anyway, let's see what else Starmer says.
Because we are not just facing dangerous times, but dangerous opponents, very dangerous opponents. This hurts not just because Labour has done badly, but because if we don't get this right, our country will go down a very dark path. So just as I take responsibility...
You know, it's not a good... That suggests that his instincts are still, like, you know, calling the party that's just won, you know, 1,200 seats dark, calling them dark, painting them as evil, suggests that he hasn't learned any lessons from the likes of McSweeney. So that's troubling.
For the result, I also take responsibility for delivering the change that we promised, for a stronger and fairer Britain that we must build. I take responsibility for navigating us through a world that is more dangerous than at any time in my life. And I take responsibility for not walking away, not plunging our country into chaos as the Tories did time and again.
It's an interesting angle. You know, plunge us into chaos if we had a Labour leadership election now. One of the stronger cards he could play, to be in fairness to him.
Chaos that did lasting damage to this country. A Labour government would never be forgiven for inflicting that on our country again.
So there you can see it. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to go anywhere. And I still think that His instincts are never quite right, Starmer's. His instincts are never quite right. I'm not saying he should resign, but the bum note in that little speech was calling his opponents dark. That suggests that, you know, he is planning to move the party further to the left again to try to appease that left-wing bloc. Not actually correct. If McSweeney was there, or if Tone was in the background, I think Blair's given up on Labour, to be honest. He seems to have disappeared, doesn't he? Or if Lord Glasman was there, he'd be saying, no, what you need to tell the country is, we've heard you. The appetite is there for something like reform. Reform aren't serious. They're not the real deal. Labour will actually get it done. We have been delivering. We've shown good results on immigration. We are seeing, you know, Mahmood has been a tough Home Secretary, blah, 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 blah. That's just not the message. Because, again, Starmer, coming from the left, is always concerned about what the left flank is saying. But the left flank don't have the data. They don't have the data. Whereas the right flank of the party do have the data, and the data is in. So this would be a terrible mistake for Starmer to try to shift the party more left. But that's where his instincts are, unfortunately, as a Labour man. It's an unfortunate instinct because Labour, well, I mean, as I said many times, the left need to triangulate to the centre to win. Because the nation, their voter base, the working man and woman, is more to the right than they are. In fact, frankly, they're more to the right than when the Tories are or Reform are. So going further left when people already hate you is a bad idea. Bottom line. Okay. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Promo code COOL. Join me again tomorrow where I'll be talking about some other political story. I'm not quite sure what yet. And enjoy the rest of your day. Oh, and watch Office Hours. 2 o'clock every Tuesday. I'll take your questions. If you want to leave a super thanks, I take them there. All right. Bye all. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.